ओम शांति। जो भी भाई बहने खड़े हैं कृपया बैठ जाइए। अभी कुछ ही मिनटों में अविक बाप दादा की रिवाइज्ड मुरली आरंभ हो रही है। भाइयों की तरफ खड़े हुए भाई जल्दी से अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें। बहनों की तरफ भी जो ड्यूटी पर बहने हैं कृपया सबको बिठा दें। भाइयों की तरफ खड़े हुए भाई जल्दी से अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें। अभी कुछ ही मिनटों में आदरणीय दादी हमारे बीच पहुंचेंगी। अविक्त बाप दादा की रिवाइज्ड मुरली अभी कुछ ही मिनटों में आरंभ होगी। खड़े हुए भाई अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें। बाप दादा हमारे सामने हैं और वरदानी दृष्टि से लाभ लें। आप देख रहे हैं बाप दादा हमें दृष्टि द्वारा वरदान दे रहे हैं।
ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। वी आर गोइंग टू नाउ रिवाइज अव्यक्त बाप दादाज मुरली। द डेट ऑफ दिस मुरली, अव्यक्त मुरली विच इज गोइंग टू बी रिवाइज नाउ इज 31/12/2007. It's 31st December 2007. Exactly 10 years ago, Baba spoke this murli, and we are revising it now. Today. Today, Bap Dada is seeing. Today, Bap Dada is seeing a double gathering in front of him. today, Bap Dada is seeing a double gathering in front of him. One are those who are personally sitting in front of him. In the corporeal form. And the others are those who are sitting far away but are visible close to his heart. One are those who are personally sitting in front of him in the corporeal form, and the other are those who are sitting far away but are visible close to his heart. The light of the soul is sparkling on the foreheads of the elevated souls of both gatherings. The light of the soul is sparkling on the foreheads of the elevated souls of both gatherings. It is such a beautiful sparkling scene. It is such a beautiful sparkling scene. All of you who are absorbed in God's love. While stable, while stable in one thought and one constant stage, all of you who are absorbed in God's love while stable in one thought and one constant stage are lost in His love with a concentrated intellect and are looking so beautiful. All of you have also arrived here specially to celebrate the new year. All of you have also arrived here specially to celebrate the new year. On seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of all of you sparkling lamps, Bab Dada is pleased to see the Atam Deep, that is the flame of the souls. On seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of all of you sparkling lamps, Bab Dada is pleased to see the Atam Deep, that is the flame of the souls. Today is the day Sangam Katana. Today is the day of the confluence. it is farewell to the old year. It is farewell to the old year, and there are to be greetings for the new year, and there are to be greetings for the new year. The new year means new zeal and enthusiasm. The new year means new zeal and enthusiasm. You have enthusiasm for self-transformation. You have enthusiasm for self-transformation. Seeing that you yourselves have attained all attainments, seeing that you yourselves have attained all attainments, you have enthusiasm in your heart. People of the world also celebrate this festival. Baba is referring to the new year. People of the world also celebrate this festival. For them, for them, it is a festival of just one day. Whereas for you, lucky and lovely children, every day of the confluence age is a festival. Every day of the confluence age is a festival because
Otsal
because you have the enthusiasm of happiness. People of the world, light the extinguished lamps. Before they were not lit, so they light those lamps which are not yet lit. So people of the world light the extinguished lamps and celebrate the new year. Whereas Bap Dada, and you and all the awakened lambs from everywhere have come here to light the lamps of others and celebrate the festival of the new year. This custom and system, of celebrating is just a name. This custom and system of celebrating is just a name for you. But all of you are in fact the awakened lambs. So Baba is telling the contrast. They light the extinguished lamps, but you're already awakened lambs. You are able to see your sparkling lamp. You are able to see your sparkling lamp, are you not? You are the imperishable lamps. So, for the new year,
tell me,
have you made some new plans in your heart for the self and for the souls of the world? So for the new year, have you made some new plans in your heart for the self and for the souls of the world? After midnight, the new year will begin. After midnight, the new year will begin. So, how will you specially celebrate this new year, this year? So how will you specially celebrate this year? Just as the old year, will bid you farewell. Just as the old year will bid you farewell, in the same way, Have all of you had the thought of bidding farewell to the old thoughts and old sanskars, just as the old year will bid you farewell. In the same way, have all of you had the thought of bidding farewell to the old sanskar, old thoughts and old sanskars? Together with the old year, you will also bid farewell to the old. You will also bid farewell to the old, and will, together with the old year, you will also bid farewell to the old and will put into a practical form the thoughts filled with New Zealand enthusiasm, will you not? So think about it. What newness will you bring about in yourself? What newness will you bring about in yourself? What wave of New Zealand enthusiasm will you spread? What wave of New Zealand enthusiasm will you spread? Of what special thoughts will you spread the vibrations? Of what special thoughts will you spread the vibrations? Have you thought about it? Why? Because for you souls of the whole world, all of you Brahmins, are the instruments for transformation for the souls of the whole world. All of you Brahmins are the instruments for transformation. You are the transformation of the world. You are ancestors and worthy of worship. You are the foundation of the world. You are the ancestors and worthy of worship. So this year, what vibrations will you spread through your elevated attitude? Just as matter is able to spread vibrations of winter, summer or spring everywhere, just as matter is able to spread vibrations of winter, summer or spring everywhere, in the same way, you, the conquerors of matter and masters of matter, you, the conquerors of matter and masters of matter, what vibrations will you spread? Through which souls will be able to experience happiness and comfort, for even a short while, even for a short time. Through which souls will be able to experience happiness and comfort for even a short time.
Iske liye,
for this,
Bap Dada,
is signaling you
Jo bhi
whatever treasures you have received, whatever treasures you have received, use these treasures. Use these treasures in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. Use these treasures in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. In particular, the treasure of time. In particular, the treasure of time should never go to waste. Even 1 second that is wasted should be put to use. Even 1 second should not be wasted. It should be put to use. Use time in a worthwhile way. Use time in a worthwhile way. Use your every breath in a worthwhile way. Use your every breath in a worthwhile way. Use your every thought in a worthwhile way. Use your every power in a worthwhile way. Use your every virtue in a worthwhile way. So use your time, your breath, your thought, your power, your virtues, all in a worthwhile way. Celebrate this year especially as the year for becoming an embodiment of success. Use this year specially as the year for celebrate this year especially as the year for becoming an embodiment of success. Why? Because success is your birthright. Because success is your birthright. Use that birthright. Use that birthright.
अपने
use that birthright.
क्योंकि आपकी सफलता
in your actions and become an embodiment of success.
आपके अनेक
and become an embodiment of success because the success of the present time will remain with you for many births. Because the success of the present time will remain with you for many births.
आपके समय सफलता का प्रलाप.
The reward of you using your present time in a worthwhile way, the reward of you using your present time in a worthwhile way is that you will receive the fruit of success for half the cycle. So you'll receive the fruit of success for half the cycle. The reward for using present time in a worthwhile way. The reward for using present time in a worthwhile way. The reward for using present time in a worthwhile way will be received for all the time. By using your breath in a worthwhile way, by using your breath in a worthwhile way, look, as a result of your breath being used in a worthwhile way, even the future of all souls, even in the future, all souls will remain healthy for all the time. In the future, all souls will remain healthy for all the time. There will be no mention of any illness. There will be no department of doctors at all. There will be no department of doctors at all. What will the doctors become? They will become kings, won't they? They will become the masters of the world. However, at this time you use your breath in a worthwhile way and all souls receive the reward of remaining healthy. So you use your breath in a worthwhile way and all the souls receive the reward of remaining healthy. In the same way, as a result of the treasure of knowledge being used in a worthwhile way, in heaven, in your own kingdom, everyone will become so sensible and powerful. Everyone will become so sensible and powerful that there is no need to take any advice from any advisor there. There is no need to take any advice from any advisor there. You yourselves are sensible and powerful there. You yourselves are sensible and powerful there. As a reward of using all your powers in a worthwhile way, as a reward of using all your powers in a worthwhile way.
Uski pralabhat.
You receive You receive there two special, you receive all powers and specially two powers, two authorities of ruling, of two authorities of religion and of ruling the kingdom. So, as a reward of using all your powers in a worthwhile way, there you receive two special powers. You receive all powers, especially two powers, two authorities of religion and of ruling the kingdom. Here you use your treasures of virtues in a worthwhile way. Here you use your treasure of virtues in a worthwhile way. And the result of that, the result of that is that you get a deity status, which means one who has imbibed all divine virtues. Together with that, in this last birth, when they worship your non-living images, what praise do they sing? They sing, you are full of all virtues. So, whatever you have used in a worthwhile way now, you automatically receive the reward of success of that at that time. Therefore, check. Have I received the treasures? Check that I have received the treasures, but have I become full of those treasures? And to what extent have I used them in a worthwhile way for the self and for the world? You will bid farewell to the old year. And so in the old year, what treasures that you have accumulated have you used in a worthwhile way, and to what extent? Check this. And in the coming year, instead of wasting these treasures, sufal karna hai, you definitely have to use these treasures in a worthwhile way. No treasure should go to waste for even 1 second. No treasure should go to waste for even 1 second. You have been told earlier that even a second of the confluence age is not a second, but it is equivalent to a year. Even a second of the confluence age is not a second, but it is equivalent to a year. Do not think that you have just wasted 1 second. Do not think that you have wasted just 1 second. No, to allow anything to be wasted is called carelessness. To allow anything to be wasted is called carelessness. The aim of all of you is to become complete. The aim of all of you is to become complete and perfect. Like Father Brahma, is it not? So, Father Brahma used all his treasures in a worthwhile way from the beginning until the last day. From the beginning until the last day, he used all his treasures in a worthwhile way. You saw the practical proof of that. You saw the practical proof of that. He became a perfect angel. He became a perfect angel. You also saw your lovely Dadi, Dadi Prakashmani, who left her body in that year in 2007, in August. So Baba is talking about her. You also saw your lovely Dadi. She used everything in a worthwhile way. And she constantly increased the zeal and enthusiasm of everyone to inspire them to use everything in a worthwhile way. So, according to the drama, she became a special instrument to play an alaukik part for world service. So according to the drama, she became a special instrument to play an alaukik part for world service. So this year, from tomorrow, everyone should keep their chart every day. What and how much was used in a worthwhile way and how much was wasted. what and how much was used in a worthwhile way and how much was wasted. At Amrit Vela, have the determined thought, become an embodiment of the awareness that success is my birthright. That success is my birthright. Success is the garland around my neck. Success is the garland around my neck. To be an embodiment of success is to become equal. To become an embodiment of success is to become equal. You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? So what did Father Brahma love the most? Do you know what he loved the most? What did he love the most? He loved the Murli the most. Even on the last day,
Murli ka paath.
He did not miss the lesson of the Murli. As all of you know, before he left the body, he spoke the Murli in the history hall and then came to his room after dinner. So last moment also he spoke the Murli. He did not miss the lesson of the Murli. So in becoming equal, check. Whatever Father Brahma loved, the proof of having love for Father Brahma is that I should also easily and naturally have love for everything that the Father loved. The proof of having love for everything that the Father loved. The proof of having love for Father Brahma is that I should also easily and naturally have love for everything that the Father loved. What was the other speciality of Father Brahma?
Sada. Alert.
He was always alert. He was always alert. He didn't have any carelessness. He didn't have any carelessness.
Last than me. Kitna alert.
Even on the last day, he played his part of service with such alertness. You know, he answered all the letters. He gave so many directions to everyone on the last day. So till the last day he remained so alert. He didn't have any carelessness. So even on the last day he played his part of service with such alertness. Even though the body was weak, he remained so alert and did not sit with any support. Even though the body was weak, he remained so alert and did not sit with any support. And he made everyone else also alert. He departed having given you the mantra of three things. He departed having given you the mantra of three things. You all remember that, do you not? You know, Baba said, may you be bodiless, egoless, viceless. Baba used these three words at the end before going back to his room. So Baba is saying, he departed having given you the mantra of three things. You all remember that, do you not? So to the extent that you remain alert and follow him accordingly, accordingly, carelessness will finish. Bap Dada keeps hearing words of carelessness many times. Bap Dada keeps hearing words of carelessness many times. You know them, do you not? If you constantly continue to revise and realize these three words, incorporeal, egoless and viceless, these three words in your mind, you will automatically become equal easily and naturally. You will automatically become equal easily and naturally. Thank you.